At Farmers Insurance, we have concrete evidence that parking under an industrial cement mixer, that's just asking for trouble. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement, change lives. And look, as always, we're going to dive deep into another phenomenal episode. We've been talking about it. If you've been listening, I know you have. We talked about going through the different levels, growing out of your comfort zone, getting to that next level and beyond over the past few episodes, like battling through that fog of when what they say you're 3 feet away from gold, how to keep on going. And today, we're going to be talking about the good grind versus the bad grind. Because we hear it a lot all over the place. I post it, like I say it. My man Gary Vee talks about it. You got to grind, you got to hustle. That's true to an extent. But what I'm going to talk to you today about is how to get strategic about what types of grind are going to help take you to that next level and when not to grind. Now, first and foremost, I got to give a shout out because as I mentioned this last week, thank you so much for starting to jump on, leave your amazing reviews on iTunes. It's your support, all of our listeners. As you leave those reviews, that's how we're able to keep getting on here, share more content. As you know, we've been honored to share this show. We're doing it for free. You get on there, you share those reviews. That helps keep moving us up in the charts. It gets more people to hear about us, tell more people about us. And I got to give a shout out today to Chris Thompson. Now look, Chris Thompson posted an amazing review for us on iTunes talking about how it's broadened his mindset, how it's pushing him, how it's challenging him to grow at the different levels, how to fire your flaky friends that we talk about, the importance of who you have in your inner circle in life and in business. And Chris, I have a little surprise for you. You are going to get an autographed copy coming your way of my new illustrated novel, my comic book for entrepreneurs, Persevering the Wide Open Seas of Doubt, a parable of entrepreneurship. Everything's hand-drawn on there. It's going to be autographed by me. That's right. We keep the surprises coming, so keep those reviews coming. You never know what you'll get, what will come as we keep taking everything to that next level. So we're talking about the grind. And listen, if grinding was the key to success, then literally grinders would be millionaires. What I mean by grinders is if you had a grinding stone and you sat out there and you were just grinding stone all day, you'd be grinding all day long. But you're not at that level of success that you want to be because just grinding isn't enough. Like, you could just be working, and I've done every labor job in the world. I have the utmost respect for that. I've done it. I respect it. I still do it. I appreciate it. But look, if I just went, I worked before in college for a sprinkler system company, and my job was I would just dig trenches all day long. But it would plateau at what my pay rate was. I wasn't making what the owner was making. And I was grinding in a different way than him. If the secret to success was just keep grinding, well, I was doing 10-hour days digging ditches. I could have done 24-hour days digging ditches, but that wasn't going to take me to that next level of success. That was going to just make my hands have more blisters, and I would have worked myself literally to exhaustion, literally to death. And that's what I'm trying. That's not what I'm trying. That's what I'm sharing with you about today on today's show. So stay tuned because I'm going to talk about the different things to apply. Like, how, number one, how busyness doesn't always equal effectiveness. And also, yep, this is a bitter pill to swallow, but a lot of times the problems isn't just your circumstances. Nope, it's actually the systematic strategy that's your problem. I'm going to share with you how to kind of know how to feel the ground, how to feel the waters of when and how to start applying these different levels of systematic strategy. Now, one more thing, and this is a huge one more thing. Today's show, ba-boom, I need my drum roll in, put the effects in to my amazing producer. It would have went or explosions or something. But look, today's show, that's right. We've had some amazing sponsors, advertisers now that are kick butt, the best of the best. It's brought to you today by my man who wrote the foreword to my book, the New York Times best-selling author, Dan Miller. His book, 48 Days to the Work You Love, Preparing for the New Normal. I'm going to have a link to his book in my show notes. You'll see it on our YouTube channel, which, by the way, start checking us out on YouTube. Look it up under Mark Menard, Elevating Beyond. Everything's going to a different level. And check out this book. Like, Dan, not only is he a New York Times bestseller, I only have advertisers, I only share sponsored products by those that I believe is going to truly help you. And he was a guest a couple of years ago on my show. I got the still got the autographed copy right here. And his book has helped teach so many people, whether you want to be a full-blown entrepreneur or whether you want to start, if you're a stay-at-home mom and you want to start a side company to make some extra income, like maybe for your car payment or whatever it may be, or to dive deep, full-blown into it. He talks about all the techniques and strategies from being bankrupt, that's right, to how he then grew it to create multiple million-dollar companies on every level, and he shares all this with you and how to take action on it. 48 Days to the Work You Love by my man, New York Times best-selling author, Dan Miller. Boom. So let's get back to it. We're talking about the good versus the bad grind. Now, so like a lot of people are going to be questioning this. Like, I always thought it was hustle grind. Mark, why are you posting that? Isn't that a contradiction? It's not. Because even when you're starting to step back from a different way of grinding and creating systems, that's still part of the grind. And also, and I was talking with my man, Mark Grievous, the producer, the one and only right here in studio with me of Elevating Beyond. Mark, say what's up.
What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
Woo! Mark was at the Arnold Classic. I was mentioning this last week, performing live. And he was starting to feel sick, like before the show. This is a big event for him. And we talk about this all the time. He still had so much to do. And after he finished it all up last night, he's like, I had to literally shut it down, shut my phone down, and just, yep, I still had 20 million things to do, right? Don't we always?
Yes, sir.
You're always going to have 20 million things to do. But there's a time when you have to shut it down and get some rest. Because if you don't take the time to rest, then busyness does not always equal effectiveness. And for me, sometimes I can't stop working. I get obsessed. All of us do, because we're so passionate about what we're doing. But when that's becoming too much, you're becoming ineffective. And I'll even literally put my phone in airplane mode at certain times to make sure that I'm giving all my focus to my family at certain days that I'm with my family, too. That's a whole other thing right there. But that, I tell this to people all the time, family is part of the grind. It all comes together. Like, you can't just be so successful in this area and be that billionaire that the family, the kids never knew who you were. That's not success. Like, it's all part of the grind. It's knowing, it's continuing to set those different systems for you. What works for me, what works for Mark, may not work for you, but what I will tell you is you must. One thing that we all share is you have to continue to somehow create different systems that push you to that next level, that push you to stop grinding and take a rest. And you're not being lazy, by the way, when you choose to untap and unwind and refresh your mind. That's not being lazy. Sometimes it takes more courage to do that. Isn't that right, Mark? Sometimes for me, it takes more courage to stop because I want to just keep going and going and going.
Exactly.
It's the harder thing to do. So, but that's what's going to lead you to that longer term next level of success, because you intentionally start clearing your mind out. Then you're able to come back in and be more effective. And I was just talking about this with Mark, the producer, before today's show. This doesn't always mean taking a vacation. And there are times to take a vacation. I'm all for that. But you don't necessarily, sometimes maybe it's putting in an airplane mode for 30 minutes and just taking some deep breaths and taking some time to focus, take a little power nap. Sometimes it's putting it off for the day or for the evening. Or sometimes, like when I went to that Sierra Leone for a month and completely unplugged, and just that changed me on every level. But I can't do that every week. So there's different ways. There's the good grind versus the bad grind. Now, I'm going to flip the script on you and tell you, and it's going to sound contradictory, but success and adversity and everything, they coexist. Everything kind of is contradictory at times to each other because there's no one formula. Now, there are seasons where you have to continue to grind. Like Eric Thomas says, like, that time where he's like, no sleep. Like, I cannot do an Eric Thomas impression. He's like, I don't need no, I gotta start screaming. It's gonna hit us in the red. I don't need no alarm clock to wake me up. My passion wakes me up. But that's awesome. E.T., if you're listening to this, you know you're my boy. And you're gonna be on a future show. I just dropped all my stuff on the ground. But that was the E.T. getting in me. I'm getting mad and throwing my fist. But he talks about it all the time, the other style of the grind. Like, he uses an example of Beyonce that was on set shooting for a video, and they had 3 days in the studio, and she's like, for 3 days, I didn't even eat, I didn't even sleep, and I wasn't even thinking about eating. I was just thinking, I knew we had the studio, I knew this video had to be the best it had to be, and I had to get it all done, and I got it done, and she did get it done. So in those moments, you don't have time to take a rest. You literally can't, or else you're not going to get to that next level of that thing being out there. But after that 3 days of her being in the studio with no sleep, no food, maybe a drink of water here or two, I guarantee you she then went home and probably rested for a little while. And caught up, got, because you can't stay on like that. But there are seasons when you have to grind at that accelerated whole other level too. I mean, there's times where I've worked so much. I told Mark I was starting. I worked so many hours in a row. I was hallucinating driving home from Dreamshine one night, and I had worked like going on 72 hours straight. And I realized I saw someone sitting in my front seat, and there was no one there. And I realized this isn't safe. That's when you're getting into the bad grind territory. But. I will tell you, that was right before I was about to go take 5 weeks off and be in Africa and Sierra Leone with my family. So I knew, like, I was getting it done, and that was my limit. Like, if I would have went further, I would have been dead. And then I took 5 weeks off. So you've got, but I had to do that other stuff to get to where I could get to have that 5 weeks off. That's the good grind versus the bad grind. You see, like, you have to do it all. You got to continue to check yourself. Then also, as I'm talking about the strategy. Now, there's different levels of where you are where you need to step back. I said sometimes it's not just circumstantial. A lot of the times, it's systematic strategy. Now, what do you mean by that? Like, it sounds great. It sounds fancy. It sounds cool. Systematic strategy, right? Well, really what it means is that each level that you're at, you start to assess what's going on, what's working, what's not working. Now, I'm going to bring you back and flip the script to the beginning of the show when I said I was digging trenches for the guy that owned a sprinkler company. There was a time when he started it when he was digging all the ditches himself and doing all the paperwork and doing all the accounting and finding new clients. But then he had a family, then he had kids, and he only had 24 hours in a day. And he realized, if I'm going to grow my company to that next level, I can't keep grinding anymore because there's only 24 hours in a day and I'm using every one of them. Then you need to get systematic. So he started putting systems in place. You start by finding, okay, I'm having some revenue here. I'm going to hire someone else out that can help me to install the sprinkler systems like he did. He started hiring college kids that needed money. $9 an hour. I was happy to get that. Dig the trenches for him, do that. And he continued to go out and get more clients and oversee the jobs. And he started putting those systems in place that continued to take him to that next level. It's not easy, but it's honestly as simple as that. At whatever level you're at, you continue to apply that. And there's always a learning curve. Up front, when you bring someone on, you have to continue to work with them to teach them the way that you would do it. And it can feel like sometimes you're losing productivity. Just like when you shut it off and put your phone in airplane mode for a while, your one part's going to be telling you, but if I stop, what's going to happen? I'm going to lose productivity. But it only feels like that at first because like you're going out of your comfort zone again. So this kind of goes back to what I was saying about growing out of your comfort zone. Remember, we've been talking about it. Now I'm giving you some of the actionable, applicable tools to grow out of your comfort zone. But again, you're growing out of your comfort zone, so you're going to feel that resistance, that you're being unproductive. You can't... you're hiring people to help dig those ditches for you? You think you're better than them? That's what the voices will tell you. What, you're too lazy to do that now? You're this big shot owner? It's not true. It's because you have to do these things to grow and develop your business. Because if you don't continue to put your business first and you're bankrupt, you can't help anyone. So what it comes back to is continuing to assess and develop those different systems. And don't worry about them being perfect. You continue to learn and grow and develop along the way. That's why you have me right here, Mark Menard. You got Mark Grievous, the producer in here. You have Elevating Beyond sharing this beautiful knowledge with you. You have our upcoming live events that you can come to. That's why we put these things together. That's why we're doing this. We're passionate about it. I know what it's like to be where you are and to get where you're going. And there's always another level. Now, one last thing I want to tap into here before we finalize today's phenomenal show is the good grind versus the bad grind. I got to talk about one more thing, which is procrastination. Now, listen, these all go together about procrastinating to create a new system. Because like I said before, busyness does not always equal effectiveness. So we can be more busy. We're good at being busy. We can work harder. But sometimes we're procrastinating on, I'm going to go back to the whole sprinkler story, that he knew he needed to hire someone to start helping dig those ditches. And part of him was saying, well, I don't know how the whole hiring process works. I don't know how to train someone. I haven't done it yet. It's going out of your comfort zone. So you work harder and you work harder, but then you find yourself like digging yourself in circles and you're not, it's like running on that treadmill and you turn the speed up faster and faster, but you're not literally moving forward. That's what will keep happening. So you have to just say yes to that scary thing, go out of your comfort zone. And another example of procrastination that breaks it down is we were talking about this pre-show again, like simply organizing your office and cleaning it. This is such an easy example right here, creating systems. Do you know that there's times I'll have my office that will be a mess and I know that I need to clean it, but also I can keep staying busy on other things because I'm avoiding like the big project of cleaning my office. But without my office being organized and knowing where everything is overall and not having those systems, it's making me more and more, actually less and less productive. So the harder I work without stepping back and doing that thing of cleaning my office and putting those systems in place, I'm becoming less productive. And then I'll start to say, okay, I'm going to clean my office Wednesday. And I'll block the day out and say, all right, I have this half the time of the day to do it. But then you look at it, and I'm like, I don't even know where to start. It's such a mess. And then I'll start making a list like, okay, number one, I'm going to move these things over here. And then I find myself spending 2 hours making a list, but I'm procrastinating. And it goes back to what Walt Disney says, stop planning and start doing. That's my two-step business plan I talk about all the time too. Stop planning and start doing. So you just dive into your office, and that's what I do. I realize I start picking stuff up. I start throwing crap away. I start moving stuff around. And then this is what motivates you. You start seeing some progression. You realize, wow, it's getting cleaner. And then you're in the mode. And then you keep going. And then you keep doing. And then the next thing you know, your office is clean. But if you sit there and procrastinate and keep writing more business plans on how to perfectly clean your office, you're going to continue to be stuck in that avoidance. And that's really what I want you to get to know, is having that self-awareness. Am I actually avoiding this situation? Because by creating this system, it's going out of my comfort zone. I don't know exactly how to do it. But I'm telling you, you don't perfectly have to know the how. You need to just keep doing it, or else you'll get stuck and you won't get to that next level. And to be honest, that's what will lead to burnout. And one of the keys to burnout is when you start noticing that you're becoming, in a lot of areas that you are effective with, that you find yourself, you're dropping the ball in a lot of areas. You used to be so good at replying to every phone call. You were getting back to people on emails. You weren't late to appointments. You wouldn't forget about appointments. You had everything in on deadline. And little by little, you start missing this deadline, or you don't have that job right for that client, or you forgot about that email. You start dropping little balls more and more and more because you're taking too much on. You're overgrinding, and that busyness is not equaling effectiveness. That's what we're talking about here today, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much for popping on here. Remember, check out New York Times bestseller Dan Miller's book, 48 Days to the Work You Love. Continue to post your awesome reviews on iTunes for a chance to win prizes. And just support us. We thank you all so much. And never settle. And wait. I have one more thing that I have to say with this too. I got to go back to this about... Remember this. This is a little truth bomb I'm going to drop at you here at the end. A lot of the times, listen to me, your problem isn't just your circumstances. So we're going to stop blaming our circumstances right now. Your problem isn't just your circumstances. You're going to step back and you're going to implement and take action on systematic strategy. That's right. So never settle, never give up, and keep elevating beyond.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle.
Whoa. You know, you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA NA.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.